We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Your phone calls at 215-592-9494. We'll get to the top 5 at 5. Coming up here in just 1 second, as I'm trying to just look quickly here at the, and not a lot of NBA tonight, I agree. Just two games in the NBA.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were still playing.
No?
It's not All-Star weekend yet?
It's not.
Oh.
Well, Jack knows they're still playing.
Yeah, very disappointed. Only two games tonight.
Yeah, Jack's looking for a fix.
No, I knew they were on yesterday. They normally have the day slate of games on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Always do.
So, I knew it was on. Are we on? I saw the video. Somebody put a video out of Embiid and his moves that mimic, the two GOATs of the game.
Right, LeBron and.
I didn't see LeBron in that. I didn't see LeBron in that video. I did not.
Nope.
But I did see one MJ, and I did see one Kobe. So, yeah. Does his highlight video look very similar?
Yeah.
The moves that he's putting in.
At 7 foot two?
It's unbelievable. Foot two.
Yeah,
wow.
It's unbelievable.
Man.
It is.
Meanwhile, has everyone come around on the take yet that he's the most talented Sixer ever? Or are we still doing our old, the 6 foot guard or the 6'8 shooting guard who could only dunk?
What about the center?
He doesn't even consider him. That's crazy.
My new Wilt take is he wasn't a real person. Like there's
figment of our imagination.
Yeah.
He's a bot. We just don't realize it.
Yeah.
How would I have nothing to do with this that's going on right now?
Meanwhile, Bron's fixing on getting another coach fired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the annual blame game with your boy.
Of course it's blame game. He's averaging like 30 points a game in his last 10.
What else is he
supposed to do? It's like he's playing Smush Parker and...
Smush Parker. Not even. Yeah, exactly. Russell Westbrook is
Smush Parker.
Got worse than Smush Parker.
I guess it was on Saturday they lost, and he didn't speak to the media. He just left.
Oh, LeBron.
Bron, yeah. And poor Russ. He goes to the podium every night. He faces the media every night.
You know he wants to be out there.
Magic's first non-fake tweet was ripping the Lakers.
Yeah, I think I did see that. To where, yeah, he was
he's like they have no heart and no
muscle. Yeah, yep.
I did see that.
Yep,
everything's fine.
Yeah, Russ is gonna go out there just so he can tell y'all bleep you.
Yep, pretty much.
I'm gonna keep throwing bricks up there.
And he's like, hey, Russ, the Magic said this, and he's like, yeah, he's entitled to his opinion. He doesn't care.
Yeah, be careful, Russ.
Yeah, that's Magic.
That's Magic, Russ.
That's Magic. Yeah, they'll release you. You don't watch it. That will happen. All right, back to your Eagles phone calls after top 5 at 5.
So I did put out a tweet this morning about the Eagles situation and started getting a lot of replies, and it got me reminded of the top 5 most annoying replies to get on Twitter, because there are a lot. You have a lot of followers, Ike. You're over 140,000. Big numbers.
Wow. Yeah,
it might be more than the station account, but that's, neither here nor there.
Well, I mean, he is a former All-Pro and a big star at Michigan State.
Have you surpassed Howard on Twitter followers?
Huh?
Have you surpassed Howard on Twitter followers?
Oh, yeah, dude. That last year sometime, yeah. Yeah.
Bye-bye, King.
It's the number one Twitter account at the station.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. I think I surpassed
Well, just like Jalen Hurts, Howard does have a ceiling as far as Twitter followers.
Oh,
Howard's 137.
Dope.
Yeah.
And he's I can't imagine he's gonna get much more than that. You'll continue to go up.
Yeah, his brand is getting bigger.
148. Oh man, so you have over 11,000 more followers than Howard. Oh, Howard.
Oh, see,
he needs to just retire it.
Bye bye. Anyway, right. number five most annoying reply to get on Twitter is that's clickbait. There's nothing to click. It's a tweet. Like where what are you clicking there, kid? You know, it's just like, oh my God, oh, that's clickbait. Congrats. What are you clicking?
Well, some of the tweets have an article attached
to them. Some of
them, right?
I agree. But the generic tweets is usually just a generic tweet. Enough with the clickbait.
Jack is specifically talking about responses to whatever he puts out
there.
Yes. So people will say to Jack, it's clickbait. Like his tweet on Friday.
Well, it worked for you.
It's not clickbait. But it's I don't believe he really believes it. He's trolling.
100% believe
it. I don't believe that you do.
I believe.
I don't even know what the tweet was.
I said that I would rather have had Jalen Hurts play well on Sunday than win the game.
Right.
215-592-9494.
And people were so mad.
104 quote tweets.
John Johnson was still mad about it on Monday after the game. And I'm like, John, don't worry about it. The game, you know, we had the game.
Right. And he replied to it with saying, go straight to hell, which I thought was a little much.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Jack. You were peacocking on Monday about the tweet saying you were right. Like, see that? I was right.
I don't get many, John. Like, I got one right.
You didn't, but you didn't get it right.
Well, yeah, of course. Everyone was a guy traded or benched or whatever. If he played
and
well
on
Sunday.
That's what he was trying to avoid.
Yeah, that's all I wanted. I want a franchise quarterback. It's been a while.
But you can't make him be a franchise quarterback. So how about this? How about Jalen Hurts throws for 700 yards in a game? How come that wasn't one of the options?
Well, that would have been great.
Because if you would have thrown for 700 yards and that we would have known it. But I think most Eagles fans would have settled for heavy run. Jalen Hurts manages the game and they win. That's all I cared about.
Well, I cared about the more important thing, which is a quarterback developing into a franchise quarterback.
A singular playoff game isn't going to make Jalen Hurts your quarterback.
But it does change narratives. If they never made the playoffs and the season just ended the way it did last Sunday, there's no talk of Russell Wilson today.
Bull. Listen, there's less.
It's certainly quiet.
There's less. But don't think for a second if they're 8-9 and they didn't make the playoffs that you wouldn't have people saying like, nah, like they're not good enough with this quarterback. It's much less. People overreact to a bad loss, and that was a bad loss.
Number four is the Mr. Rogers clown gif where it's him just
put the mask on.
Oh, and he putting the clown gif over his face and they, you know, the quote tweeting you, trying to get thirsty likes from his friends. I see that a lot with Giglio's tweets.
Yeah, Giglio gets a lot of the clowns.
Yeah, and people have even started putting Giglio's face over Mr. Rogers and putting the clown mask over.
Seriously?
Yeah, people are getting really personal.
And they can get creative on this app.
That's the worst.
I still don't know how people do the whole put your face on something else and tweet it out.
They're good at at doing that. I'm with you, Ike. I'm out. Yeah. I don't know how to do it. But calling somebody a clown is a huge insult.
Oh, it hurts.
Yeah.
It cuts right through.
Yeah, it is.
Well, like even the clown emoji too, that hurts a little bit. You get a couple of those in a row.
I had to use that a time.
Oh, I saw you use it last week, I think.
I did.
Yeah.
Who'd you clown?
Somebody gave me tweeted at me something stupid. About Jalen Hurts. What did they say?
You've been anti-Jalen all year long.
Which I haven't been.
Right.
So they clearly don't listen to the show. I think it was more or less, no, he said I'd be rooting for Hurts to lose because I was a Wentz guy.
Oh, right.
That's
so it had to be a Wentz thing.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes, sir. They got the clown emoji.
Yes, so they got the clown emoji.
Yeah.
Yes.
The third most annoying reply to get on Twitter is the LMAO with like 1,000 O's. And then finishing it off with, like, imagine thinking that. The LMAO is for high schools. Like, high
schools. Yes,
like,
past that phase.
Like, oh, LMAO.
If I do LOL, I'm going to be mad.
You don't do the LOL?
Yeah, I try not to.
I don't mind the LOL.
Yeah, I just put the emoji down.
Yeah.
I'm an emoji guy.
You're heavy emoji guy. Is it LMAFO? Is that rock?
That one also hurts, though. It's the LMFAO.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the extra O's are what really set
me off. What's the group that did the party rock song?
LMFAO, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a deep cut. That's like 2013.
I liked it. That's a good song.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I know what y'all talking about.
The second most annoying reply to get on Twitter is, oh, that's classic WIP. Like, we're the only people to have sports opinions. Oh, there they go again. They're running Carson out of town.
Yeah. Yeah. What you think they were saying today?
Yeah. Oh, they're running Hurts out of town. Exactly. Classic WIP.
We did get blamed for Wentz's departure.
Out of control.
What about Ben Simmons' departure?
That's a whole city. That's unified. But when we were doing the shows a year ago, if he's not the guy, it was there.
They were blaming us for trying to run him out of town.
There it is. People send the bat signal up.
By the way, has any show been more right about one player?
Oh, nailed it. It's a unified front on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dead right.
The number one most annoying reply to get on Twitter that really cuts me deep is be better. Would you just shut up? I mean, seriously, it's a sports opinion. Be better.
The be better is.
They think they really got you with the be better. Be better.
Well, they did.
Yeah, I got it today. And then I was like, that's why I'm making this list.
What was it about? Why'd you get a be better?
Oh, because it was like this is one of your worst takes ever about the Jalen Hurts. How I would rather build around the team rather than go and get an elite quarterback.
Right.
And it's like, I expected better from you. Like, be better. And I was like, oh, shut up.
Because you don't want to go get Russell Wilson?
But it's not. Everyone has different opinions.
No,
on
I
it.
Know. Like, that's a valid opinion to not give up 3 first round draft picks and right. Like,
when you hear giving up 3 first round picks, people are like, what?
Yeah. No.
All 3.
And a second.
And paying him the new contract. Right. And Mr. Unlimited, you're going to have to deal with. Yeah, yeah, that
Mr. Dim. Unlimited.
Yeah. Hey, Russell.
See, here's why I trust Howie. He rarely gets beat in a deal.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? He just rarely gets beat in a deal.
It's true. He's really good at some things. He's not as good in others. I think everybody would agree. Mm-hmm. And that's why when I look at these 3 first-round draft picks, I almost chuckle when people talk about, I want this guy, this guy, this guy. I would be shocked if they used all 3 draft picks in the first round. He's a wheeler and a dealer. He wants to turn one of those first-round draft picks into a first and a second in the future, right, and get
possibly
a player from it.
Yep.
So, I mean, if he does it, I don't know. Maybe he wants a player with one of those picks.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he might want to move up. If they're at 15 and 16, I mean, you may want to get up to get one of the pass rushers, like that you can't get at 15 and 16. So you may have to give up the other pick to move into the top 10 or something like that.
15 and 16
know.
To get to 8.
Yeah.
Or something.
Never know. Yeah.
I mean,
if that's for the kid from Michigan, would people be upset? The Hutchinson kid?
If he can play. I mean,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
If he can play.
If he can't play, then he looks like the next Watt.
He looks amazing. So the other thing is, when I see 15, 16, so the Eagles will be at least their first-round picks are 15, 16, and 19. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that seem like a spot where there could be a quarterback that's in the middle of the first round that a team says, like a Cleveland says, yo, we want to get up to get this guy. And it's like, so you want to slide up a couple spots? Here we go. Or like actually Cleveland would be picking probably right around that. But you know what I mean.
Somewhere in that area, yeah.
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 Pittsburgh maybe?
I would imagine Pittsburgh, I don't know. Oh, they made the playoffs. Did they really want to make the playoffs?
Well, it's Big Ben's last year.
Like the Pickett kid, though, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
They need to be higher to get him.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, is the Carroll kid. I've even seen in mock drafts with a broke ankle, he's rated higher than the two gloves Pickett.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of scouts think that he has more NFL transferable skills with the athletic ability. I don't know about any of these guys, man.
Yeah.
Well, like Malik Willis turned it over incredibly much.
Yeah,
at, like,
yeah I mean, he's raw. Mm-hmm. He's raw. He's not going.
He probably has the better tools.
Man.
Stronger arm. That thing is just wild everywhere.
Yeah, he's a project.
Yeah, he's a project.
He is. He's a project. But you send him to the combine and you get teams to fall in love with the skills. That's where you see him go from end of the first round to top 10. All right, Guided Door and Window and their big winter sale. It continues to the end of January. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com.
And you can never underestimate somebody else's desire to get one of these guys. I mean, I don't think it's a Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson in the group anywhere. But, you know, Andy went from 27 to, what, 10, 12 to get Mahomes?
Gave up significant.
When he had a quarterback and was in the playoffs.
Yep.
So, you know, sometimes when you scout a guy and you see somebody you want, like, you never know who's going to want to jump up there.
Steelers pick 20.
They pick 20, okay.
So they could be, listen, if you may.
They seen Kenny Pickett more than anybody.
Man, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
And if they're going to go with Rudolph and Haskins this year, they have to draft somebody that they feel like is going to be the guy going for it. I don't know.
They got to make up for Marino.
I know what. Rudolph and Haskins, even together, ain't going to be good enough.
Mike Tomlin's going to lose that streak of
yes.
consecutive non-losing
seasons.
That's rough. All right, Craig in D.C. joins us. Craigie, what's up, bud? How are you?
Mark and Reese, how y'all doing?
Craig.
What's up, Craig?
Ikey, man. Condolences, brother. I was right with you in that same boat, unfortunately, man. We just buried my wife's, her favorite aunt, too, man. We was down south this weekend, so much condolences, man. Keeping you in the prayers, brother.
Same to you and your family, Craig. Thank you, man.
Yeah, that COVID is a mother, man. COVID got her, so, yeah, we kind of upset about that. But anyway, man, real quick. I got a quick question. I got some Eagle Point, but I want to ask y'all a question on the Sixers real quick. Is it me or is it true that Tobias Harris, I feel like it's almost like y'all remember when Ben Simmons found out that Embiid clowned him on Twitter, you know, with him and Jimmy Butler and all, and then the whole thing with Doc last year, and Ben just magically checked out. To me, it looks like Tobias is checked out, period, and I feel like the Sixers are probably in big trouble. Are y'all seeing that? Do you sense that?
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah.
Since the whole whatever happened with the booing thing a couple weeks ago, I just have not been locked in on the Sixers, man. So I know Embiid is playing well because any highlights that are shown is usually of him being great at what he's doing. I think Embiid is frustrated. I think part of Embiid has to be telling front office people, man, like, are we going to do anything? Like, are we going to do anything to improve this roster? And I don't know if they are. I mean, I don't know if they are. You know, I see it's a report out there that the Detroit Pistons may have offered up
Jeremy Grant.
A trade package for Ben Simmons.
I need to see the package.
Yeah, what did the package look like?
Yeah, wow. hold on, man. Jeremy Grant.
Oof. By the way, process Sixer.
Yep, Sadiq Bey. Yeah, so we'd love to get him back.
Well, Sam Hinkie again.
Yep. And a couple other role players. It wasn't, you know, Detroit doesn't have anybody. Unless they wanted to send us Cade Cunningham.
Which they're not going to do.
Which I don't know why they wouldn't. And here's the other thing. I don't even know with Cade Cunningham. I don't even know if he's the dude. And I really like what I've seen out of him this year.
No.
Although Anthony Edwards kind of started off last year that way too, and he had a better second half of his.
Well, man, you see the upside in the plays that he can make.
But at the beginning of his rookie season, though, it wasn't looking good.
Well, how old is Cade Cunningham?
19, I think.
Yeah, 19.
Yeah,
hard to.
Yeah, but you know, I want to see you come out firing, man.
Well, plus,
he's having games where he's scoring 5 points like Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, he's
Ball
doing much of nothing. Yeah.
Well, and he got kicked out of the game yesterday.
That's what happens when you can't put the ball in the basket.
Well, any chance you can get a three-time All-Star, All-Defensive player, you got to kind of jump on that opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's why they wouldn't trade Cade Cunningham, because it's Ben that they're getting back in return.
You mean to tell me they don't even want to give up Cade Cunningham for Ben?
I think they'd rather take the chance that Cade Cunningham develops over losing 60 games a year with Ben Simmons as their best player. Do you know how bad he'd be in Detroit? With that bad team, how miserable he'd be.
Oh, man. He'd be asking for a trade out of there in a year. I know he wouldn't last a year there. No way. No way he would last there.
That's where the Clippers sent Blake after.
Blake Griffin, that's right. Oh, yeah, you want to talk crazy?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll send you to Detroit.
You go there and die, and he did.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be Ben.
Let's go to Dominic. Dominic and Cherry Hill. Dominic, how you doing, buddy?
Yo, guys. How's it going tonight?
What's up, Dom?
What's up, Dom?
Yeah, like my condolences. Just want to leave it at that, man.
I appreciate it, brother. Yep, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. Just on the Ben Simmons thing, I just can't help myself. But if we did send him to Detroit, I don't even care what we get back. That would just be entertainment in itself, just to be honest with you guys. That'd be great.
Yeah, they don't even have much, although Jeremy Grant is their best player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, he scores. Yeah.
20 points a game.
Yeah, yep.
And he'd still be their best player, even if he showed up, even if Ben showed up.
Yep.
But no, on the Eagles here, this was tough for me. I, the Jalen stuff is like, it's like mesmerizing when he talks, you know what I mean? Like, cause it sounds so good. He always says like the right thing. Mm-hmm. But then like when the game plays, I'm like bipolar. I start freaking out about everything that he does, like throwing and decisions and all that stuff. Abandoning the pocket. Mm-hmm. But then when he talks, like, after the game, I'm like, oh, man, I should just forgive him and you know, forget it. It's going to be all right. No, I'm done with that. I'm absolutely done with that. Like you know, I'm not going to be mesmerized by this guy's intangibles anymore. I'm just not going to do it because that doesn't translate into wins against winning teams with this guy, it seems like. Like, whenever we ran into a team that was, you know, had more talent than us, that's a playoff-caliber team, Super Bowl contending team, whatever you say, don't look at all, good at all. And that goes to the coaching. It goes to Jalen. It goes to everything. That's the thing that I realized in that playoff game on Sunday was that we are just not there, and he's not going to be the one to get us there. Get Russell Wilson or somebody in here that has done it before. You know, with this offensive line, like, you want to tell Kelsey, oh, no, we'll wait till we get another young quarterback in here, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson. You know, this line is only going to be this talented for so long. And I say go after it. I mean, you see Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, you see different quarterbacks that you don't necessarily need to have the most talent, but the arm talent is there. And you see it with these guys, Tannehill, Garoppolo. You know, I saw a stat, Blake Bortles the other day had multiple playoff wins. I mean, come on, man. Ben Roethlisberger, it goes down the list.
Well, yeah, but you know what, Dominic, if you had the 49ers roster, you may still be playing, or you may feel differently about. I mean, that's a good roster, mm-hmm. And Jimmy Garoppolo, more or less, they won in spite of him.
Yeah,
on Sunday.
I mean, you know, Kyle Shanahan hasn't been a guy that wants to throw the ball all around the field anyway. He likes running the football. He likes his play action passes, yeah, and all those types of things. And not going to let Jimmy Garoppolo lose games for him. That's the other thing with quarterback in today's game, right? Like, how many of these guys are there legitimate elite talent quarterbacks in this league? Like, we like to put guys in the category. We like Dak. He's elite. Really, is he? Is Dak really elite? Like,
no.
Give me your criteria for elite. And it's more of a rhetorical question, but I'm just saying, these quarterbacks that are legitimate Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks are hard to come by. And either you're going to have a guy that's so good, he erases a lot of mistakes for you, that he gives you a chance every year, or you had better have a GM and a coaching staff that can put together a roster and develop talent that's going to always give you a chance. That's really what they have in San Francisco. It's the GM and the head coach. That's really what that is. That's not a team that's led by the quarterback. Mm-mm. And even when Trey Lance gets in there, you think he's coming in here throwing the ball around 40 times a game?
Mm-mm.
So he's going to come in and be more of a play-action guy, get the ball out of his hands quick. He just has a stronger arm than Jimmy G. He's no more of a passer than I am. I mean, you watch him back there. He's like an athlete back there.
Oh, yeah, he is. Raw
yeah.
Physical tools.
He doesn't look like Justin Herbert back there throwing the football.
I wonder if they move off of Garoppolo
next year. If they stick with him or not,
yeah,
right?
I mean, listen, another year of Trey Lance learning may be necessary.
I mean, Rodgers set for three.
You start Trey Lance next year, you could be in trouble. He was not ready to play this year.
Yeah. He's not ready to play 17 games.
No. You may have to get a bridge quarterback, but then.
What, did he play one game in college?
Yeah, the previous it was a couple snaps.
Right. So, I mean, that 2019 season, I had to look at his college.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You play in North Dakota State where you got, on top of you got a stacked roster.
Yeah, no good quarterback ever comes out of North Dakota State.
I'm just saying, it's not as if he had to put the team on his back and carry him.
Well, they won another national championship
this year. Yeah, they win them every year.
It's 8 of 11 or something?
So, you know, I don't know how much of a polished passer he is.
Oh, I can tell you how much of a polished passer he is. He's not.
I wonder how they would have looked if they drafted Mac Jones. They would have kept Jimmy G this year, but I wonder what Mac Jones would have looked like, I guess, in Kyle Shanahan's offense. That's what they wanted to do, and I think Lynch took Trey Lance.
They probably would have been equally, or if Mac Jones plays this year.
Does he play? I don't think he plays.
No, I don't think he plays.
No.
He had –
because they were paying Garoppolo $30 million, so he wasn't going to sit on the bench.
No. 30 attempts in 2020, Trey Lance. In college.
The one game?
He had one game.
What about 19?
16 games, and then he had two games in 2018.
Okay.
So
he doesn't have a lot of football under his belt.
No. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese text line, next segment. Also, could one of the stars that the 76ers have been coveting be ready to ask out at the trade deadline? We'll get to that story and more next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Text line coming up in a couple minutes. OG Wade did not call Jalen Hurts the Duke today. Jack, I guess people were commenting.
Oh.
I think he did yesterday, though.
Hell.
Chuck was also on the midday show today. Did you hear that, Jack?
I did. You know what he said about Jalen Hurts?
What?
That he's a bum.
He did not.
No, he didn't. But it was very close to it. It was like... He was like, I don't want to hear about intangibles anyway. You know, I just want to have a good quarterback.
Yeah, he wasn't having it. This segment, by the way, brought to you by iParkIt. So, take some phone calls here for the text line. Brooks, Northeast Philly. Hi, Brooks. How are you?
What's up, y'all? How y'all guys doing?
What's up,
Brooks?
Hey, I have my deepest condolences, man. I can't even imagine.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
God bless you, man. And may, you know, God get you through what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. The game was lost when the offense... For I think the first three or four possessions, you lined in a bunch formation against a defense that's very good against the run and fast. The game was over. When I seen that, I said, this game is over. The coach is scared, and it's been a good year. Hurts, either he has to improve his anticipation and his arm strength, or we need another quarterback. On to Howie. If he touch any of them first-round draft picks, I think I said it already before. If any of them draft picks is traded for a quarterback, we didn't already started that process when he drafted Hurts. We ain't doing it again, or at least I don't want him to do it again. But he better not do it again. Mm-hmm. We need just this simple. A defensive end, a linebacker, and a cornerback. Two defensive ends, a linebacker. Two cornerbacks or a defensive end. I don't care how we draft it. We need three defensive players with them first three picks. If you trade them picks, we're going to be set back for the next 20 years.
But do you really want Brooks? Like, I don't think it's wise to use all three picks in the teens this year. Well, why? But hang on a second. Why not try to accumulate more assets, right? Like, so if you traded if you traded 19 and you were able to get and move back, you were able to get another pick, like a second-round draft pick going forward. Eagles have always done well in the second round, right? Like, I think that's the one of the picks is what Howie uses to try to make it into more picks. They have needs all over the place. They can draft two more defensive players with these other picks they get, right?
If you can get three of the top 32 players in the draft, why not do it? What's wrong?
Do you think they're going to hit on all three?
You have to if you're smart. Be smart for once.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
You have to try to be smart for once. Like, you can't, like, always mortgage everything down, and then trade, and then sign players.
Right.
All these players. You have to try to build a team that's going to sustain success for a long period of time. Enough with this one-hit wonder. We draft a couple of players, then you get lucky, and then you maybe win another Super Bowl within the next 30 years. And then we got to wait another 30, 40 years, and you try to get lucky again. No, you have to build a team. And you don't trade your picks for a $40 million quarterback, and then you got nothing to put around them.
Well, listen, I mean, Brooks, that's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. But as far as trying to take one of those firsts and spin it into maybe a future first and a second or something like that, I don't have any problem with that.
I wonder if people realize that Russell Wilson's salary is $22 million next year.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Well, and they can spin it.
I mean, they're trading for him, so they're basically trading for his
salary. For the contract, yes.
Yeah, you're trading for his contract.
Yeah, now so the guaranteed money the Seahawks have to eat.
It's already, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the Colts taking on the Wentz deal. He was already under contract.
Yeah, they got a better deal than the Eagles did.
Yeah, so, obviously. Depending on what Russell Wilson's contract situation looks like and whether or not he would want a new deal or what have you, but maybe that waits until you add pieces around him. Because if you trade for him, then you know he's not going anywhere. You're going to give him a new deal. But when quarterbacks get moved like this, they often don't take a big deal. Like Tom Brady didn't go to Tampa Bay and say, make me the highest paid quarterback in football.
Right.
He said he went to Tampa Bay and got a nice salary and said, now build me a Super Bowl team around me.
Let's win.
Yeah, let's go get this guy. Let's get that guy. Okay, you got to pay him this. You got to pay him that. Okay, so I'll take $25 million.
I'll work with you.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, and the thing with Russell Wilson is he cares about his legacy, right? Like one of the reasons that he would want out of Seattle is he doesn't believe that this is a way for him to continue to win, mm-hmm. right? So he may be okay with coming in and saying, listen, let's do a new deal. Let's back it. Let's you're going to give me a lot of guaranteed money, obviously, but let's do that on the back end and let's make my cap hits lighter early on so we can add a Devontae Adams and we can add this guy and we can add that guy. There's no reason that they can't do that. All right, so Ike, we know the trade deadline in the NBA is it February 10th, Jack? Is that what we decided? So it's a couple weeks away. There is a lot of, and this is Mark Stein, basketball, NBA, longtime NBA writer. He said, it must be noted that there is enough noise circulating league-wide about Harden's reported openness to relocation this summer. The 76ers have shown interest. So there you go. So in other words, there's enough floating around out there that Harden doesn't want to stay in Brooklyn and he wants to go somewhere else this offseason, which then maybe the Nets now say, well, rather than just let you leave by a free agency or have us kind of buy the stones and assign and trade, we move you before the trade deadline.
And I tell you this, now this is where Maury's patience could have paid off for him because now KD is injured. And KD's out for 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained MCL. Kyrie is not switching his vax stance right now, so he's still just playing road games.
Mm-hmm.
Harden may be looking at this situation like, man, this ain't going to work. So I might as well get out of here right now. I mean, he would have to force his way out. at the trade deadline.
Sure.
Right? Like, he would basically have to go tell them, I don't plan on re-signing. You guys better go out there and find the best deal that you can for me right now.
Yep.
Or he may say, send me to Philly. That's where I want to be.
Yep. Ben Simmons. Is that a Ben plus for Harden?
Now that's a good question. Or is it straight up?
Yeah, because, I mean, Ben for Harden, of course.
Right.
But do you have to throw Maxie in there to get Harden? Because you're going to have to pay Harden a lot more money than I'm comfortable
with.
If
he only wants to come here, then maybe it would only cost you Ben.
Yeah. It could, but the Nets could
also
say
somebody else wants him. Yeah,
the Nets could also say, "Well, screw you!" Like, then you can't go.
Right.
Well, I feel like NBA players kind of get where they want to go.
No,
like
agreed.
Stars.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Jack agreed, but let's just say that he waits till the offseason. Now he needs the Nets to sign and trade, right? Like, because he just can't come to the Sixers and the Sixers give him the $40 or $50 million he wants. They don't have the cap space to do it, so he needs the Nets to move him. Then the Nets can say, well, no, we're not going to move you unless you give us more. And if it's in the Sixers' best interest to get the player they want. So it's just interesting.
I think it would have to be more because.
Contract matching?
Yeah. It's $44 million he's making. I think Ben's only making, what, 33?
Well, you know who makes 10?
Danny.
His name rhymes with Danny Green.
See ya.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, honestly, like, Ben on the Nets actually would help them. I mean, Harden's obviously great, but having a perimeter defender like Ben and having Kyrie back.
They're a good team with Ben.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually the one place that could actually use him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't want to say they're improving because Harden still is but as far as the needs on the team, like, Ben would serve an important purpose on defense and ball handling and all that other stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they certainly don't need him to score.
I'm in. No, exactly. He'd be very happy up there not scoring.
I don't need him to score. He'd be in a major city. He'd be in Brooklyn. I mean,
man, he'd be so happy.
Yeah. If he can get Kendall back.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well, he's engaged, isn't he?
Yeah, sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, he's engaged. Right. He's very happy.
I forgot her name.
Yeah, I did too. She seems like a lovely gal.
You're right.
Very nice. All right, text line, Jack. Let's do it.
Text line.
Funny that the run game falls apart when I'm not in there blocking on the outside. I smell an extension coming. J-Jaw from the medical tent.
Yes.
At least his agent does have somewhat of a case. What? You see how we looked in the run game without me?
Yep. Damn right. Was his mom saying that on Twitter, Jack? Or?
No, she was talking about how he gritted through that injury in week 18.
Didn't she tweet out a picture of a singer?
Yep.
In surgery or something?
Yep.
Recent?
Yeah.
But yeah, it might have been late last week. Yeah, she was.
You missed that one.
Yeah.
She was, because someone was just like, wasn't adding it anybody, right?
No.
She was searching his name on Twitter, so she went after the guy with the picture of the surgery finger.
Yeah, she's little do you know, he played through the whole game after tearing ligaments in his hand in the first quarter.
We appreciate that.
That's
tough guys, Philly tough.
Yeah, J-Jaw, Philly guy.
What's next?
I'd trade Mad Mike to another city before Ben Simmons. Tim in South Jersey.
Man.
Well.
Who has more trade value?
I was going to say, Mad Mike doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And Ben doesn't want to be here.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mad Mike followed up with, and I told him it was a good topic. He said, "Are the Eagles closer to a 4-win team or a Super Bowl champion
next year?" Or,
yeah, I mean, I like right now going forward. I guess
closer to a 4-win team than a Super Bowl champion.
215.
Because he had to respond because I said that he was wrong about the season because he's taking a victory lap.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And he's like, I might have been wrong, but I'm right about the quarterback and the team being a fraud.
Right. I got you.
Are they close to a 4-win team or a Super Bowl champion? I mean, they don't look like a Super Bowl champion, that's for sure.
No.
All right, what's next?
Agreed, John. That game would have been 17-10 with me, Gardner, starting. Lardner in South Philly.
Lardner.
Yeah, Lardner from South Philly.
Really?
Yeah, they would have scored some points in the first half with Gardner Minshew. He would have been dumping the ball off and checking down and... They would have gotten a couple of field goals. Would they have won the game? No.
No.
They wouldn't have. What's next?
Damn, Russell Wilson sure is a cornball. Donovan in Phoenix.
I just on fire today.
Mr. Unlimited.
Well, and five was good for us this season.
Yeah.
Good time with five this season. It's good for us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Seemed like people enjoyed having him.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Good to get him back in and get him reps and get him watching the team every week from that perspective.
Well, he tweeted out the hype video on Sunday.
He did?
Which is good to see.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, listen, he's showing his support, which is good. It's I think that's very good. It's very good.
Agreed. What's next?
Sure, the end of the Eagles season has left a bad taste in all our mouths and leaves us a ton of questions. But if anything, we're mad at the Eagles for leaving us with Flyers hockey, Sixers basketball, and maybe no Phillies baseball. Fun! Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the people screaming and yelling because the baseball can't come to terms on
I don't like
on
labor.
The
you don't like labor talks labor on the radio?
No.
You don't like arguing about millionaires and billionaires?
Baseball labor talks the worst.
Can't wait to get Jack's breakdown every day.
No, I'm not. I'm at the mindset of wake me up when it's over.
I agree with you.
What do you mean? I'm coming to you.
No, I'll be following it. It just makes me sad. I don't like thinking about it.
It's so predictable, isn't it?
Yes. It's going to be painful. They're going to miss spring training. And the season's going to start in May.
Is this going to cost us a trip to Florida? Are we not going to be able to go to Clearwater?
Just when I got down to Clearwater, they cancel it.
Well, at least we had last year.
Yeah, we had last year.
Ike was pouring.
2 years ago.
Two years ago, yeah.
I was about to say last year.
It's been
year.
A long pandemic.
Yeah, it's 2 years.
It's been a long month of January so far, by the way.
Yeah.
Flyers tonight, Jack. Do you have a feel on the game? There are.
It's tough. They lost 4-1 last night in New York. Back home tonight. Little home and home action.
Yeah, what's up with the home and home? Islanders are a -140 on FanDuel.
Seems
are you investing
light.
In that?
Yeah, I might have. Yeah.
Are you probably. Doing same game parlays with the Flyers?
Well, the problem is there's only two NBA games tonight, so yes, I do have some hockey picks.
Okay.
Which is great.
He's locked in.
All right. So you like the Islanders tonight or no?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Feels like a revenge
Those
game
Flyers
for the Flyers.
Team is terrible.
Yeah.
And they're getting worse.
Well, I know you're putting the heat on, what's the name of the president of the Flyers?
I don't know.
Dave something?
Chuck Fletcher?
No, Chuck Fletcher's the GM. No, the president of the Flyers, that's the problem, is that they don't really have anybody running the franchise.
Oh, no?
They have this corporate Comcast guy who like, literally has no background of running sports franchises. He's just like the guy that's like, okay, now you're in charge of the Flyers. And it looks like it. That's the good thing. You need an owner that is there every day that knows what's going on. You don't need an absentee owner. Jeffrey, as much as we bitch about Jeffrey Lurie, blah, 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 Jeffrey Lurie running the franchise from a hands-on perspective is a good thing most of the time.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
John Middleton.
Yeah, well, that's... Anyway, what's next?
The worst thing Jalen Hurts did was make the playoffs. If he had the same year, but the Eagles went 8-9 and missed out, no one would be suggesting insane deals for a declining Russell Wilson. Joe and New Hope.
So Joe is out on Russell.
He's going down with the Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was on Sunday morning. He woke up feeling pretty confident.
Well, I knew he had said they were going to win the game.
So he went two goats already lost. Saban, Belichick, and now Brady.
L.
And he couldn't have taken a bigger L than that tweet right there. He was feeling good. I liked it too. I'm like, man, all right. It's a good one. Got a lot of likes, got some retweets. Right. Jack liked it.
Hey, that's the tweet to put out on game day now.
Yep.
The morning of game day thirst is just out of control on most days.
Especially on a playoff Sunday.
It was a lot of QB1 showing up. By the second quarter, everyone's like, nah, we got to find a new quarterback.
Oh, there was definitely a lot of Jalen Hurts.
Everybody was out by the second quarter.
Yeah, it was a lot of Superman gifts with the number one.
There was a lot. Yeah. I noticed that as well. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, listen on the Odyssey app. What's up, Mike?
Ike, man, I want to give you some deep condolences. I was in the same
I appreciate that, Mike.
A few years ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know how you feel, but Yeah, I want to talk about Hurts, Howie, and the coaching staff. So, basically, first, with Sirianni, I believe he gets tunnel vision as a play caller.
Definitely.
So, basically, what I saw from him is he didn't understand what Todd Bowles was trying to do to him. Because the game plan from the Bucs, they were dedicated to stopping the run. They had 12 people in the box. So what you should have did, you should have had plays in there for Goddard, which he did. But also, once you see that they're triple teaming Goddard, you have plays for Schmitty. And it was like that throughout the year. The Giants even did that to them. He didn't know how to adjust. And he gets in a press conference and he says, oh, well, I have to do better. I believe he can get better off that, but that's something I didn't like from him in his first year of coaching. I think he'll get better. But going on to Hurts, I think people don't use context when it comes to Hurts, because if you look at it, people say, well, look at Josh Allen's first year, or look at Lamar Jackson's first years. In their first seasons, they didn't have, oh, we're missing reads. It was, oh, he tried to make that throw, but it was 5 yards to the left or 4 yards to the right. Hurts' problem is he's not seeing people completely. And it's been going on for the whole season.
Yeah, he sees one side of the field. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also it factor. So if you notice that Ty Bowe's defense is playing 20 yards off, it doesn't matter what Sirianni calls. I don't know if he has the freedom, but you should be trying to get the ball to Devontae Smith. If you notice, I know it was in the fourth quarter and it was playing off. They threw him a little spot route, and he went 30 yards because he can make plays.
Yeah, I mean, so, and Mike, we got to run. Were there plays to be made there in the first half with Devontae Smith? I mean, is this a quarterback issue?
I didn't see many plays there. But I've always felt that the wide receivers are part of the problem. It's just that when Devontae is really your only guy, what are you going to do? I mean, we could blame Jalen for trying to force the ball to
right,
him.
Right.
Because if it leads to turnovers, it's like, okay, you're not going through your progression. You're just sticking to one guy. You just locked in on Devontae Smith. You need to go somewhere else. The reality of the situation is, other than Goddard and Smith, we don't have reliable pass catchers. Has some okay pieces,
yeah,
but nothing you can go to that you feel like, okay. Like, even with Quez Watkins, we like Quez Watkins.
He's a nice three or something,
right?
Like that.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm looking at other teams that
Well, that's
are,
the problem is yeah, now we're looking at the other teams.
That's what I'm saying. That's what this – if we want to be like the other 20-odd teams in the league, then that's where we are right now. But if we want to try to move into that next category of true Super Bowl contenders – man, we got a lot of talent we got to add to this roster.
What do you think about the fourth and 10 pass to Rager?
I don't remember the fourth and 10
oh,
pass to Rager.
Brutal.
It was a comebacker?
Yeah,
or
it was like in the second quarter they went for it, try to, you know, get a first down, and it was a pass to Rager.
And the corner made a better break on the ball. It's to the right side.
No one's worse at coming back to the ball than Rager.
Yeah, Rager just like sits there waiting for it to come to him.
Which is another, as a receiving trait, you got to come back to the ball.
Yep. It was like Aguilar used to wait for the ball to come down, come to him, as opposed to going up and getting the ball.
Go get the ball. That's what I mean. Those little catchphrases y'all like, attack the ball. Yeah. That's where that stuff comes from.
Download iParkIt for the easiest parking in Center City. Use iParkIt Express for 20% off your first 5 uses when you sign up. The perfect parking option for flexible work hours, hotel, and dining. Download iParkIt now for the best prices at the most convenient parking garages in Center City. There you go. All right, Ike, we will be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Appreciate everybody chiming in today, and we'll talk to you then. Coming up next, Joe Giglio is riding with the king. And then he'll take you through the rest of the evening. Everybody, take care. Talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Mr. Unlimited.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.